Bezal Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th Perek in Hilchas Geirushin, the Laws of Divorce, and the Rambam Sefer Noshim regarding the Book of Women. And this Perek, the Rambam is going to be discussing regarding Geirushin Al Tanai, divorce that comes with a stipulation, with a condition. As the Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph regarding some general terms and definitions. It says, Hamagarish Al Tanai, if someone gives a divorce on condition, so Im Niskem Al Tanai, if the condition is fulfilled, how is a Magarish, then she's divorced. The condition is not fulfilled, and the Magresh is not divorced. Rambam says, we already explained this in the 6th parak in Hilchas Ishes, Nalacha Beis. Mishpatei Hatanaim Kulam, all the statutes of conditions. For Shammas Baran, there was explained, Shemagarash al Tanai, that if someone divorces on condition, Keshe Yiskayim at Tanai, when the condition is fulfilled, Tia Magresh is Beshoshe Yiskayim. She's going to divorce at the moment that the condition is fulfilled. Not the moment that she received the document of the divorce in her hand. Now, therefore, so not only do you have to fulfill the condition, it's when the condition is actually fulfilled, that's when the get is actually going to be chal and it's going to take effect. So the Rambam has a ramification from that. Yes, so the husband could nullify the get, or to add on to the conditions, or to make some other stipulation condition, because as long as the first condition was not fulfilled, even though the get reached her hand, it doesn't make a difference. The get didn't take effect, and therefore he could still go ahead and change things around. The mesaba, let's say the husband died, or the get was lost, or got burned, and all these things are obviously integral for the when the divorce document has to take effect. If any of these things happen, before the condition was fulfilled, in the Magresh, she's not divorced. Because although she got the get, she's just waiting to fulfill the condition, but it wasn't effective yet until that actually happens. And therefore, initially she should not get married, and because we're all concerned the husband might die, the get might get burnt or something like that, and retroactively it's going to come out that she was always married at that up until that point because she was never divorced. Until the condition is fulfilled, only then should she get married. But if she did get married, then she doesn't have to leave that second marriage. As the Rambam explains importantly in the next parak, he says, because someone that does a gerushin, a divorce al tanai, on condition, there is somewhat of a gerushin over there. It's just not complete until the stipulation, until the condition is done. Because she already got the get in the context of gerushin. So that's why the Rambam holds that if she got married before the condition is fulfilled, that they don't have to leave. And however, that's why many disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that no, even if she got married, she has to be removed, because since she got married before the condition was fulfilled, and as the Rambam himself really in some way is saying that it's not really a gerushin until that's effective, so then she's an eish hazish. And the fact what she's having relations with the second man is in znus, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. But the Rambam says that no, it's somewhat of a get, and therefore if she got married, although she shouldn't, they don't have to leave. Elam kein lo nisha b'yad l'kaima, unless there is no ability at all to fulfill the condition. For example, let's say he stipulated, this is your get if you give me that vessel. And that got lost, as Rambam explains later in Halacha of Gimel. So it then would be impossible to fulfill it. Then, of course, they cannot remain remarried, but let's not, because then the condition has been voided and there's no get here at all. And says Rambam also, B'Sham Nizbar, there in Halacha Tazayin, the Rambam says, we explain, Shem Amala, that if he told her, so what the Rambam just said up until now was a regular type of a condition. Well, okay, then the divorce only when the condition is fulfilled. But there are differences if, let's say, he says it in a different way. Let's say he tells her, you're divorced from now or from today, on the condition that such and such happens. But when that happens, it's actually from today. Or he tells her, you are divorced on the condition that so-and-so happens. In other words, his intention is, it's now, but there's a condition that something has to happen. So in those cases, it's now when the condition is fulfilled, then she's actually divorced from the moment that the get is given to her hands, because it's really happening now, it's just there's a condition that has to be fulfilled. In those cases, he could not nullify the get. And neither could he add on to the conditions. The moment the get comes to her hand, that's really when the get is happening, retroactive, when the condition is being fulfilled. So to Vim Avad, if let's say it gets lost, or it gets burnt, the get, or even if the husband dies, before the condition is fulfilled, she can fulfill the condition after he dies. Although you can't do a get after the husband's death, but the get really took effect from the moment she got it. There's a condition that's stipulated to that, and therefore that can be done even after that he's dead. She could initially even get married, even though the condition was not fulfilled, because we're not suspecting that she's going to ruin herself. And whatever condition she's able to fulfill, we're confident that she will, and it's going to be a retroactive get from right now. Because yes, in contrast, if let's say it's a condition that's not in her ability, it's dependent on other parties and other factors, then we are concerned actually that it might not be fulfilled, and actually she would be initially forbidden to get married. But in this case, we're not concerned that maybe she's not going to fulfill the condition. Since the condition was really from right now and on the condition, so even if the get would be lost or the husband would die, she's already divorced from right now when it was given to her. And therefore, all she has to do is fulfill that condition. So we're not concerned something happening that's regarding the actual divorce itself, because it's really happened already now. In contrast to, let's say, she's divorced with a regular condition where, again, that he didn't say me'achshav, where there the Rambam says she cannot initially get married because then we're concerned the husband might nullify it, or he might die, or the get might get lost, or might get burned, and then it's going to come out retroactively she was really an ishasish. Then we say that she cannot get married, in contrast to this case. Halacha beis. Kol ha'magash ha'tanah. But says Rambam, anyone who makes a divorce with a condition, bein shama me'achshav, whether he says from now, bein shama whether he says im yeh v'im lo yeh, that if it will be or will not be, meaning if you'll give me 200 zoz, you'll be divorced. If not, you won't be divorced, which that's important for t'nai kafel, if it's a regular type of a condition. Either way, whenever you're making a digirish al t'nai, harizah lo yisyachir im ishtoy, he should not be secluded with his wife, kol zman shel ein hiskayem t'nai, as long as the condition was not yet fulfilled. Because of the fact that he's not allowed to be with a woman that's not his wife. El b'fnei eid, only if it's in front of a witness, even if it's a slave or a maidservant, chutz, except, if it's her maidservant or her minor son, because then the whole point of the eid echad here is not really as testimony, it's just to stop them from secluding and being intimate, because here we are relying on a get that's really waiting to take effect, and so it's about stopping them, but from her maidservant or her minor child, she's not embarrassed to have intimacy in front of them. And it's known, says the Rambam, that if she does seclude with him in front of two witnesses as one, meaning two witnesses at the same time see him secluding with his wife, and even if they didn't come into the room, then even if the condition will be ultimately fulfilled, it's only going to be doubtful if she's divorced. And that's why we say not to be secluded with her. Because if he is secluded with her, and there are two witnesses who saw that, again, he can only be with her if there's someone there that's at least one person that sees them and they're going to stop them. But if there's not one person there, and two people see that this is done, so then now, even if the condition is fulfilled, we're not sure if she's divorced. Because Shema Ba'alam, because maybe he cohabited with her for the purposes of getting married to her, Uvata La'get, and thus nullifying the original get, when he went, and what we're concerned for was subsequently Mekadosh with his Bia, and therefore we're going to require another get out of doubt. Commissioners Barba Halachas, like we explained in these halachas later on, Paragir on Locha Yudches, that what we know is Heme Mede Yichad, Heme Ede Bia. The witnesses who see them be secluded are like almost testifying that they had cohabitation, and therefore to prevent that, he shouldn't be secluded with her because there is a get here, we're just waiting for it to follow through. The problem is we're not going to be able to rely on that anymore if they're secluded because it could be Ed Bia, and then thus nullifying the first get. So it's going to be, if he is going to seclude with her, it's going to be a situation of something Megureshes. Halacha Gimel. Now the Rambam says, Ketzad Megarsh Ad Matznai. How should a person do it? If he wants to divorce with a condition, there's some conditions attached to it, how should he do it? Says the Rambam, Lo Yishayema, not that he should say, Kis V'get L'Ishti Atznai Zeh. Okay, write a get for my wife on this condition. Like Kis V'Tenu L'Atznai, or write it and give it to her on condition. That should not be said like that. For sure, we don't have to tell you, Shliyichta B'Teich HaGet, that he shouldn't write this in the get itself. No, on this condition, this man is divorcing this woman because on all the cases we just mentioned, essentially he's retaining rights in her after the get is given. And the Torah tells us, Sefer Kriis has to be a document that totally severs the relationship between the husband and the wife, and there shouldn't be any connection. But the way he just said up until now, she's connected him through the condition. Rather, what should he do? Regular procedure of a get. Tells the scribe to write, tells a witness to sign. And you write a bona fide get, whether orally or when it's written, without any conditions at all. And the reason for that is because since the primary get is going to be valid in the way it's supposed to be, so there's no more connection between him and her. But then when he's giving her the get, then he tells her, so the actual document is okay. But then he tells her, "Harizah gidach, this is your get. Or you divorce with this, on the condition of such and such. Or you should tell them, or to the agent, give her this get, with this stipulation. So it's the actual nesina that's going to be a stipulation. But the get itself, the gerishin, is a totally dava hakaris. Now, Allah Adalat continues on this theme. Kasav atzanai beget. Let's say he writes a stipulation in the divorce document. After that, he finished writing the primary, essential, unique part of the get, which is for the unique parties that are in, which is the primary element of, instead of the standard text, is the distinct part of the text. So here's a get kasha. So since it's not in the tariff part, it's going to be a valid document of a get. Whether it's written before the witness is signed, or whether it's in the part of the get after the witness is signed, and that's because, again, the primary get, which is the tariff, was written kosher without any stipulations. Now, Avlam Ksavik couldn't type again, but it was written, this condition, before the primary, this man, this woman, this town, that town, before that type again was written, so then Afilah Kazim, then even if he writes, Amanos Kach Bekach, on the stipulation of such and such, what we mean by that is because that is in essence, in the laws of stipulation, that is valid for the laws of Gershon. In contrast, as we're going to see in the next halacha, if the stipulation is in the words of like Chutz, which that totally invalidates the get, even if it's just oral, and even if it's not written at all, because it's an intrinsic invalidation in what gerishin is. So even though it's a kosher stipulation, but since it's written before the tariff, harez esefek gerishin, so now it's a doubtful divorce, shari nishle eschus, but gufa shaget, because he retains rights in the document of the get itself, because as long as it's mentioned before the tariff, whether orally or whether, as the Ram had first opened up with, or in writing, so then the writing of the get was not written in the total severance of their relationship. And so too, if he stipulates even orally, but before the writing of the tariff, again, it's a doubtful gerishin, and therefore again, the Ram had said, it should only be done, whether in writing or in orally, after everything was already done, preferably as it's being given to the woman. Now, halacha, the Ram continues regarding conditions that limit the woman's rights to subsequently remarry. If someone divorces his wife, and he stipulates on her, whether it's in writing in the document itself, but it's again after the tariff itself, and even if he doesn't mention this when he's giving it to her, but it's written there, or whether orally he says this, but again after the tariff is written, again, so here, it's not an intrinsic problem, and in general, this case is only if he's telling it to her at the time of the nesina, as Ram says later on, Lachat Design. But va'amalot, so this is okay, in the sense of regarding the act of stipulation, which is what we mentioned in previous halacha, like amanas kach v'kach. So that would be okay if it was after the tariff, whether orally or written. But here in this halacha, the Ram says, but v'amala, here he says it differently, which is a problem. He says, harein materzal chaladam, which is the general freeing text of the tariff, you're permitted to every single man, chutz me'ish plain, except, and that's the highlighted word, chutz me'ish plain, except for that man, oy elalish plain, or, which means the same thing, or not for that man, and he gives of the get with this stipulation. So it depends. What does it depend on? Because if that man that he's saying, you're permitted to everyone because I'm divorcing you, except for that man who is a non-Jew or a slave, who they can't have kedushin with a Jewish woman anyway. The man he's forbidding her to get married is anyways a man that's forbidden to her because of the forbidden relationships mentioned in the Torah on Karis, for example, Aviyah, Bechiyah, her father, her brother, his father, or his brother, which anyway, Kedushin is not Taifas because Kedushin not Taifas Be'erva comes out that he's not really leaving over anything in the get because anyways, she's not permitted to them. How is he get kashas? And it's a bona fide get because he's not really doing anything with that stipulation. But let's say that man that he's forbidding her to get married to, Kedushin would take effect. Oh, then Avbishim Mechayiv Alav, even though the Torah makes a negative prohibition on that man, but Kedushin is Taifas. And even if it's a minor who cannot do Kedushin until he becomes an adult, but in the get, it's not going to be a get, Sharashir beget, because he is leaving over something here. It's not totally a severance in the get. Veins increases, and therefore it's not going to qualify for increases. And that is what we know as the conditions of chutz, which does invalidate because he's leaving over something in the severance that should not permit it to every single person. In contrast, when they say amanas, so that's not leaving over anything in the severance. He's totally permitting her to marry whoever she wants to. He's just stipulating an external, extrinsic stipulation, not to marry that person, but that's like a regular stipulation, not leaving over anything in the get itself. Now, says the Ram, let's say the man he's forbidding her to get married is her brother-in-law, her sister's husband. Now, although that today, when her sister's alive, her brother-in-law is forbidden to her because of an erva of of a chais ishtoi, which is the man's forbidden in his wife's sister, but if Thomas al chais yimutala, but if her sister dies, who is his current wife, she would actually be permitted to him. So that's like, so it comes, it is somewhat of a leaving over that it's not a full-fledged krisis. Sorry, is this something, because that's a case where it's doubtful if that's considered gerushin or not. It's not clear-cut either way or the other regarding to this halacha, if it's forbidding her on someone that anyways is forbidden or that it's not. Halacha vav, amala, let's say he tells our reading materials l'chadam. Okay, you're permitted to every single person, chutz mimishi yivalid, she'enat bo'ayim, except for someone that's going to be born that's not yet now in the world. A chutz mis nusayich, or someone that that you're going to have, that's considered znus for you. Kalayim, in other words, you can be permitted to every single person to get married. But for znus, that would be considered not just a prohibition of znus, which is having relations not through marriage, but you can be considered as if you weren't divorced for that man. Actually, would be a prohibition of eshes. Or he says like this: you're permitted to every, you can marry whoever you want to, as long as they're going to have natural relations with you. Vaginal relations. But if they're going to have anal relations in the unnatural way, then you remain prohibited for that and not divorcing you. Or a different way. You're permitted to every single man. Except if you have kedushin with a document. In other words, there's three ways to do kedushin. And he says, you're permitted to get married to whoever you want to, if it's done with monies or with cohabitation. Abishtar, but if that guy is going to do it with a document, harid b'eshesh, then for that I'm not divorcing you, then you retain your isser b'eshesh. Or another case, harid matez l'chadam, you're permitted to every single person, chutz ma'aser nedarayach, except for the nullification of your vows, which the husband has the rights. Kolayim, in other words, he's saying, for that, lo initially alayach shom eshesh, you're right, I'm not retaining any rights of a husband for you, chutz ma'aser nedarayach, except I want to hold on to the rights, which the husband does have, to nullify your vows. Shat ishtilinah first done regarding nullifying your vows, you are my wife. Oilinach is truma regarding eating truma, which he's a kohen, and when he divorces her, so she's going to be forbidden to partake in the truma, but a wife is permitted, so he's saying that through the kedushin that she's going to be able to eat, that he's holding on to that right regarding the husband's ability to feed the wife truma. Oilinarusha, or he holds on regarding the inheritance, meaning shemesu, that if she's going to die, you are shemesu, he'll inherit her as a husband. Says Rambam, anyone in this case we just described, it's a doubt if she is divorced, which I'm not sure about this, because on some level it is a full severance. It's just that how it's going to happen. Okay, so with Kesef and Bia, but not with Shtar, but you are totally divorced. You just, is that a stipulation? Or is that a chutz? The Rambam not clear about that, and therefore it's considered a doubtful gershon. Because again, Almanas works, a chutz doesn't work. And these cases are somewhere in between. Halacha Zayin. Amala, let's say he tells Zari, Matez Chaladim, okay, you permitted every single person. Chutz Meruv Mishim, except Ruv Mishim, which again, that does not work as get, as we said in the previous halachas. But Vachazva Amala, then he subsequently tells her, meaning he takes back the gift from her and he gives it to her a second time, and he says, Zari, Matez Ruv Mishim, you're permitted for Ruv Mishim. Ah, he's a magician, and she's divorced. Shabitol Tnai, essentially he's nullifying that stipulation. Shanoshim Shehisnabem, Hitirla. Because the men that he'd stipulated that she's forbidden to, he permitted her to. In other words, we don't say that the second time he's saying that, oh, you're permitted only to these two, and you're forbidden to everyone else. No, we're saying he's permitting what he had originally made forbidden. Allah Ches, Amalah, let's say he tells her, meaning this, where he had originally told her, except for Reuben and Shimon, he says, Harit Materis to Reuben. No, you know what, you're permitted to Reuben. Harit in Magesh, she's not divorced. Surely, Bitl Tnoit Shimon, because he didn't nullify the other guy of Shimon, and still a chutz in the, it's not a full-fledged krisis. Let's say, he tells Harit Materis to Shimon, no, you're permitted to Shimon. Or he says, you permit even to Shimon. Sariza, Sefer Gerishim. This is already doubtful if it is a valid Gerishim. Because Shimon lehitiri el Shimon. Maybe he's only permitting her to Shimon. Veruven, the first guy, Bisuramit, he retains the prohibition. Vizeshom afle Shimon. This is saying, even for Shimon, which that would sound like that, oh, and Reuven. Kolem, in other words, no, it means lecholodim afle Shimon. Means every person like I originally done, and even Shimon. Oh, we're not sure. Shemet Yilakol. Maybe he is permitting her to everyone. Bezer Shemaf L'Shemen. This is also V'Shemen. It means V'Hod Din L'Ruven. It means, and the first guy, also to Reuven. Shemen Sam Mechay L'Ruven Bet Noam. Because Shemen was after the mentioning of Reuven. So maybe it is, maybe it's not. And therefore, because of that, it's a Savag Gershon. And so to Shemen itself would sound like the second guy, and for sure the first guy, but we're not sure. So therefore, it's a Savag Gershon. Halacha Des Ram continues regarding stipulations in the get, where he doesn't set a set time for the completion of those conditions. Says Ram Hisna Lev Amma, let's say he stipulates on, and he says like this. He says, Yom Ein At Ishti, today you're not my wife, Ulamach At Ishti, but tomorrow you will be my wife. Say in Magesh, not divorced. And the Chiddush is, Va'avapi Shekar's Ben Elabin Ha'yom, even though he made a full severance for today, we don't say, okay, if she's separated today, then she's separated forever. No, because he says, but the day after you are Malay. So the figure actually, therefore, says the Ram Kaiser begins to write in divorce documents for this reason, min hayim hazeh l'oyim, from today and forever. In other words, really, according to the Barmei Halacha, if you don't specify, it's as if you're saying it's forever. But because of this concern, they instituted to write this wording to clearly indicate that it's not hayoyim and not tomorrow, that rather it's for all time. Let's make a mixed condition. This is your get on the condition that you don't drink wine for the rest of your life. Saying the get, that's not a valid get. Why? She's a crisis, not a severance. Because she's totally connected with him for the rest of her life. She could or could not do something because of him. Let's say he says, however, call you mechaya all the days that I'm alive. Or call you mechaya playing all the days that that person's alive. I raise a get. That's a valid get. She requires being a little bit because between him and her, they're totally separated. And he has no dominion over her when that person dies. And therefore, it's only on, it's a secondary thing, which is extrinsic. And therefore, it's not that she, for the rest of her life, is always connected to him. That person might outlive her, but not necessarily. And therefore, that's a valid stipulation. Let's say this is your get. On the condition you don't go to your father's house for a period of 30 days. So he's a get. So that's a valid get, because after 30 days, he has no rights over her, and she could fulfill that condition. Therefore, we're not concerned that maybe that she's not going to be able to hold out. So it's a valid get. But let's say, essentially, take a as in the condition that you never go to your father's house ever again, and again, it's not a valid get. Shari ins increases, because that's not considered a severance, because all the days she's alive, she cannot fulfill the condition. That's a condition that she has to fulfill, and therefore she's always connected for the rest of her life, not going to her father's house. Now, the figure, therefore, if someone says, this is your get. On the condition you don't eat meat forever, or this meat or meat, or not to drink wine or drink this wine forever. And again, it's not valid get. She's agrees. It's not total severance because for the rest of her life she knows she can't have this because of him. But let's actually shemem. Let's say only for a period of 30 days. Or is it get? That's a valid get because it's a get right now because it's something that it's not an infinite thing and therefore it's totally severing them. It's just something considered as a secondary thing. Let's say he says, this is your get. I'm initially to nestle playing in the condition you don't get married to that person. And a get, not a get. As Rama says, Halamaza Dema, what could this be compared to? He tells her, this is a get. I'm initially to shayin lamb. It's like what we said in the previous love. It's like, on the condition you don't drink wine forever. Or that you never go to your father's house. Or all the time that you're alive. Meaning, even though, in a way, not to get married to that person is only as long as that person's alive. So you would think to say that maybe it's similar to not to drink wine as long as that person is alive, which is a get, as Ram said, Halacha Yud. No, the reason is because over there, that wine is only forbidden as long as that person is alive. It comes out that the wine's not always going to be forbidden to her, but here, the marriage to this person is always forbidden to her, and she could never be permitted to that person, and therefore that would be considered as an Olamas type of it's not, which again is not severing the relationship between him and her. Now, Avalam Amalam, but let's say he tells her, Amanoshle Tinasi Laplain the Atchemish Roshana. Even that's a long period of time. On the condition you don't get married to him for the next 50 years, where is a get? Again, that's going to be a valid get. And the late Nusla, because Masha isn't. And then she cannot get married to him for that time that was stipulated, but to others she'll have to get married right away. And we're not concerned that maybe she's going to get married to that person, because, again, she would only do it with consent, and she wouldn't ruin herself, because that would mean she was always married, and it wasn't a fulfillment of the condition. Then this is, and yeah, if she actually gets married within those 50 years, then both like it's Mafreya. Then the get is nullified retroactively. Zansi, let's say that man who he's obviously has something against that man and he's only divorcing her on the condition, but let's say she doesn't marry him, but Zansi, she actually has extramarital relations with him. Have valid kosher, so the child's going to be okay, going to be valid. Vaget kosher, and the get's also going to be kosher. Why? Shlehisna el al yisurin, because the stipulation was only regarding marriage. She didn't marry him. And therefore, that won't be a nullification of the get. So she is considered divorced, albeit having znus with the man, but it won't be considered as that of an ashesis. Halacha Yigimel, the Rambam continues regarding stipulations regarding her marriage and regarding the actual document, the paper of the get itself. Says Rambam, let's say he says, Hariza Gitach, this is your get. Amanasha to Nesla Pana condition, you get married to that person. I'll divorce you, but you have to marry that person. See, Imnis is Loi, so if she marries that person, Hariza Get, that's a fulfillment of the condition, it's a get. Kishar call it to them, like all other stipulations. Now, it says Rambam, the sage just said, Loi Tinasi, she should not get married, Loi Loi Zablani, not to that person that he stipulated, but Loi Lacha, not to someone else, as Rambam explains. Loi Zablani, Loi Tinasi, she should not get married to that person, Shemi Yim, because people might say, Nishem Nisim, Bebaton Zelze, they give their wives as gifts to each other. Like, I'm divorcing you in the condition you're married to that man, like as if, okay, I want to give that guy a gift, I'm going to give you as a gift, that's inappropriate. So we don't want you to fulfill that condition. Well, Achalei Tinasi, saying obviously you cannot marry anyone else, Shein a get, it'll become a tzedem, because it's not a get unless you fulfill the condition, which is to marry that guy, and we don't want you to marry that guy. But let's say other than this is like the one. Let's say she does violate the rabbinic injunction and she marries that guy. So then says the Ram loy teitzei. Then she doesn't have to leave because ultimately the condition is fulfilled. And just because of the concern about inappropriate behavior, that's not going to make us remove her from that second husband. Now, but let's say nisus la'achar. Let's say she marries someone else before she marries that guy that he had stipulated. It's only if she marries that guy. So but like that, so then that's a nullification because she didn't fulfill the condition. And the taste she has to leave. Va'avolad mamzer, the child she has from that husband is obviously illegitimate because she was always considered married. And she actually requires a get from that second husband because of an appearance of wrongdoing, because it might look like a married woman leaving without a get because the fact that she got married to that person. In contrast to Kedushin, as Ram is going to mention at the end of the parak too, which that we just say, okay, obviously that it was a Kedushin al Tanai and she didn't fulfill the Kedushin. Here, once she gets married to something, it looks like it was a bona fide thing, and therefore she's going to require a gift from the second person. Now, the Rabbit actually says that there is a way to rectify the child not to be a mamzer. How so? After the second husband divorces her, to go back to the one that he had stipulated she should marry, and then it's going to be get l'mafreya. Oh, and then it's like, yeah, right, then she actually, then it was not a Ishlish when she had married that second person, so it comes retroactively, the child is not a mamzer. The only problem with that is that she cannot remarry the second husband, because then he's going to be machzik rishasim and asuin from that other guy that she married in the interim. So she wouldn't be able to get remarried to that husband. Now, however, the Rambam doesn't say this, because he holds that the intent of the Megarish, and this is important, is that she should have initially married that guy. And therefore, when she marries someone else first, so that's mevatel get, and there's nothing to do about it, and therefore, she's considered forbidden to that husband, and the child is a mamzer. That's what Ram doesn't say, the rectification of the rival. Halachi dad, Ram continues, says, let's say I raise a gittah, let's say this is your get, but the paper is mine. So in Megesh, not divorce. In the Kriz, because that's not considered severance, because he's still holding on to the piece of paper itself. But let's say he says, I'm an usher titan le'senyar, on the condition that you give me back the paper, how is a get? Retitin. So it's a get, and she gives it back to him because that's what's known as a matana manas lahachzus shmamatana. Yeah, at the time of the gerushin, it was her paper. She just has to give it back to him, and therefore it was gifted to her, and she's giving it back to him. Halacha dezvav. Chakak get al tashel zav. Let's say he carves out the get on a golden plate. When the son only gives her the plate, he says to her, how is a gedich uchsu basech? I'm killing two birds with one stone. This is your get and your ksuba, because it's obviously valuable. It's a plate made out of gold. So it says, Ram, Kasha, that's valid. Niskabla ksubasa, and she has considered received her ksuba. Imyesh pataska, the ksubasa. Obviously, if the plate has the value of a ksuba, it's considered the ksuba vimlav. If it's not, then yashim ksubasa. He has to supplement and complete the amount of the ksuba. Allah designed Ram continues regarding either nullifying the condition or changing the condition. Says Ram, Kolam Garshal Tanai, anyone who divorces on the condition, Shemavat l'haget, which that nullifies the get. Kagan, for example, Shehisnala, he stipulates with her, he says, on the condition that you don't eat meat, you don't drink wine, as long as you're alive, which the Ramat said in Allah, that condition voids the get, because that's not a krisis. Oh, well, let's say, Shetima tes l'adam chutz b'plan, he says, you're permitted to everyone except, and the word in chutz is important, except for that person. Or even if the regular valid conditions of amanas, but he does it before the writing of the type. So, if that stipulation was written in the get, which all these conditions are voiding the get, so if it was in the get itself, but then he says we're going to erase that, because that obviously cannot go, because it's not going to be a valid get. When the son then he gives it to her, it's doubtful if it's a valid gerushin, because although it's not here when he's giving it to her, but the primary part of the get, which is the type, was written invalid, because he had retained a merit in the get when he was writing it, and if it's not a krisis, so it's doubtful if it's okay. Now, but if let's say the condition was oral when he was giving it to her, so although that invalidates it, but it invalidates the gerushin, not the get itself, it's not written in the get. So in this case, there is a nut like a man. What he should do is take the get back from her, but and then give it back to her without any stipulations. And then it's going to work. As Ram says, Allah Yitzan Kate said, how so? Someone gives a get to his wife and he tells her, you're divorced with this, and you're permitted to every single person, except for that person, again, which that voids the whole get. So if he takes it back from him and then gives it back, then he says to her, and that's all he says, you're permitted to every single person. Oh, this is your get. So like we said in the previous, so then she's going to be considered as divorced. And anything that's similar to these types of cases. Now, but if he doesn't take it back from her, he just says, Harit Mutas Aladim. So then obviously that's not going to help to validate the get, because she already merited in this invalid get, which is still somewhat of a get that invalidates her from kahuna, like the concept of Reich HaGet. So once she acquired it, he cannot fix it by creating a new stipulation or non-stipulation until he takes it back from her and then gives it to her again, and then it's going to be a new get without these invalidating conditions. Halacha Yudches. If someone gives a get to his wife, Al Tanai Shatit Lam Sayim Zuz, on the condition that she gives him 200 Zuz. Then the Chazer, then he goes, he retracts before, he goes back before she fulfills the first condition. And then he makes another condition in front of witnesses. Meaning, even though he already given the get to her, but he could still add on or change the condition, because this is not talking about when he says almanas, rather im yiya, which the Rambam mentioned Halacha Aleph, that he could stipulate any other condition as long as the condition has not been fulfilled, even though she got the get, so he could still change. So he goes and makes another condition in front of two witnesses. So instead of said on the condition that she gives him 200 zuz, he says on the condition that you serve my father 2 years. So says the Rambam, so his later condition has not nullified his first condition. It's like as if he's telling her, you could do either one of these two conditions. If she wants, she could serve the father. If she wants, she could give the money. But, says the Rambam, you can't have one witness from the first stipulation and one witness from the later stipulation to be starving to combine together to say that there is a condition in this get. You have to have two of either one of them. Now, but an exception to this rule of the primary halacha, says the Rambam, let's say he stipulates on her that it's a get only if she gives him 200 zuz. And then he goes into stipulation again in front of two witnesses. So obviously that's nullifying the stipulation of 200, because obviously it's the same context. And he's not giving her a choice, two or three, because who's going to give three? And she has to give 300 zuz, because again, he could still change it as long as the condition wasn't fulfilled. Or anything is similar to this, if it's the same idea, obviously it's not giving a choice, it's changing it and upping the requirements. Now, look at the test the Rambam talks about regarding fulfilling the condition. Let's say he stipulates that she should do something, some generic thing, but unspecified. It's like he's specifying that it should be done for one day. He didn't specify how long it has to be done. As the Rambam says, Ketzer Hasso. Let's say he tells her, this is again on the condition that you do with me work. Or on the condition that you serve my father. On the condition that you nurse my child. If she did work with him, or she served his father one day, or if she nursed his son one day during the time period, which is when a child has to be nursed, which is within 24 months of birth, or is it get? She did it even one day, it's considered a get. Now, but let's say the child died, or the father died, before she was able to nurse or serve him, so then, and again, it's not going to be valid as a get, because she didn't fulfill the condition. She can't say, oh, give me the son, I'll nurse him, because it's not about that. It's about if you did this. If you didn't do it, then it's not a get. Halacha Chav says, let's say he tells her, on the condition that you nurse my son, or you serve my father, he specifies, how long? 2 years. Sorry, she has to fulfill the amount of time that he specified. Now, let's say Mesa ben Oya Abba Tekhazma, let's say the father or the child died within that time period. Or let's say Sha'ama Ab, the father says, even tonight, I'm saying, I don't want you to serve me. And again, it's not a valid get, Sha'ala Neskam tonight. Again, because she did not fulfill the condition, since he specified how long, his intention that's how long he wanted her to pain, and if she didn't fulfill it, then it's not a get. All cases that are similar to this would have the same halach. Halach of Aleph. Let's say it says, Reza Gitach, this is your get, I'm a Nashon Titni Li Masayim Zuz, Mikan Vashlashim Yom, the condition you give me 200 Zuz, from today until 30 days. So if she gives it to him within 30 days with his consent, her is immigration and she's divorced. After 30 days, in immigration, she's not divorced. Let's say she gives it within 30 days, but against his will, he doesn't want to receive that money. So it's a get puzzle, and the wording is specific, it's rabbinically an invalid get, until she gives it to him with his consent. Because regarding the prohibition of Aisha Sisha, a married woman, we have to be concerned for that opinion, although we don't really hold like that, but regarding such a severe halacha, that nesina b'karche, giving someone something against their will, is not considered giving. So although she's fulfilling the condition, if he's not agreeing, so rabbinically we consider it as invalid until she gives him with his consent. Now let's say within the 30 days, he goes, you know what, forget about it. I'm moichel you. I pardon you from the obligation of giving me the money that I said that the get will be dependent on. Says the Rambam, Inam Gresher is not divorced. Sarili nasa tonight, because the condition was not fulfilled. Now, if he totally nullifies the condition, as the Rambam is going to say in Halacha Chav Gimel, then she'll be divorced. But if he just says, I'm moichel you, it doesn't make it a moichel, she didn't fulfill the stipulation. Let's say Mesa Patek Shleshim, let's say he dies within 30 days. So, since 30 days were complete, and ultimately she didn't give it, yes, she can't because he's dead, but in regression, she's not divorced. As Rambam continues, Halacha Chav Beis. Let's say he says to her, he's a Gita, this is your Gita, Manasha Titlam Assam, says, on condition, you give me 200 zuz. The look was, now he didn't set a time. And he dies before she could give it, like in the previous halacha of 30 days, but here she has an infinite amount of time, but he's dead. So she can't give it to his inheritors. His condition was only that she gives it to him, not to his inheritors. Now, but at the same time, interesting, says the Rambam the following idea. But for the batla get, the get is not nullified, surely covers mom, because he didn't set a time. Now, although, obviously, technically, you cannot fulfill the condition anymore because husband's dead, but he didn't set a time for when it has to be given, and you cannot say that it's the get is batal, because if somehow he'd be alive, then she would be able to. So it keeps on going. You just technically can't do it. So the figures of the rap, the drama, therefore, very interesting ramification. Even if the get gets lost, or it got torn before he died, how is it like to Nasla Zara? It doesn't make a difference. She cannot marry if, let's say, her husband died without any children, and he left over a brother. She cannot marry anyone else, any foreigner, until the brother-in-law does chalitza for her, because the stipulation wasn't done. So she's not divorced, so she's still considered married to her husband, and she's still a zika, still a connection for yibum. But the problem is she can't do yibum either, because the get wasn't nullified. So it's like there is a partial get over here, so it's like doubtful if she's divorced, so therefore he has to chalitza, which would mamashach work either way, if she's considered married to chalitza. If it's not divorced, then anyway, she doesn't need anything, but they cannot do yibum, so that's what she requires. She cannot marry anyone else until chalitza is done. Halacha of Gimel, let's say he says, this is your get, I'm a nusha titanly kli plain, and the condition you give me that vessel, I beg it plainly, or that garment. Now, v'avad is a kli, I beg it. Now, that vessel or that garment gets lost, or enigma gets stolen. Even if she gives him 1,000 zuz for the value of that thing, which is worth $50, ain't a get, it's not a get. That's a tit, nice, a clear, it's a big adjustment. So she fulfills the condition, which is that vessel or that garment, or yet she about to die. Or until, and this is what we had referenced earlier, until he nullifies the condition, where he says, it's your get without any condition. Then he doesn't have to take it back and give it to her, as we said this in Halacha Yud Zayin. If he just says, Michael, that's not good enough, because it's not fulfilling the condition. Until he actually nullifies the condition, then it'll be okay, then it'll be a get with that. Now, Halacha Abdal, the Rambam continues regarding her doing kedushin with another man before the fulfillment of the condition. Says the Rambam, Mishnah is Gershal Tanai. Someone gets divorced on a condition. Vikitcha achar claims she's coming tonight. Someone else does kedushin with her before the condition was fulfilled. So she got the get, but it's still dependent on some factors. Some other man does kedushin before the condition is fulfilled. So in this kind of tonight, if ultimately the condition is fulfilled, then she's considered, she was already engaged already. She's already had kedushin done. Now, v'mloin this kind of tonight, uvot laget. Now, if the condition was not fulfilled, and thus it comes out that the get is batel, so obviously she's not married to the second guy, but in this really get machine, she doesn't even need a get from the second man. Sorry, in condition deficit, but because she was obviously considered married up until this point in time, and if she was married, so condition obviously did not take effect in the married woman. Now, obviously, she's permitted to go back to the first husband, and we're not concerned that maybe they're going to say, oh, what do you mean? An ashes ish, a married woman is leaving without a get, because she wasn't married. And therefore, they're going to say, and this is an important concept, that, oh, there must have been a condition in the condition, and it wasn't fulfilled. Therefore, that's why she's leaving. In contrast, Avlamnissis, but if she got married to that person, and Valenis came tonight, they thought, of course, and the condition is not fulfilled, Uvatla get, never to get his bottle. So obviously, she was always an ish, and obviously, he was not allowed to get engaged or for sure not get married to her. But in this case, Tzricha get Mesheni. Here, rabbinically, they require a get from the second man. Obviously, you don't really need a get because she wasn't married, but the people shouldn't say that a married woman is leaving without a get, and there you can't say a Svara, oh, must have been Kedushin al-Tanai, because that only would work for Kedushin. But for Nisuin, that wouldn't work. Kamashriyana, like we explained previously in Halacha Yad Gimel, and therefore, in this situation, rabbinically, they would require a get from that second husband.